Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests are all here representing Montessori Borealis. Welcome Kristen, Jeff, and Stacy to the show. Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, full house in here today. Kristen, we'll start with you. How long have you been the principal there at Montessori Borealis?
This is my sixth year as the principal at Montessori Borealis.
Cool. What are some of your roles and responsibilities?
Well, I am principal of Montessori. I'm also the principal of a couple of other alternative programs. But in the Montessori school, my daily responsibilities are just making sure kids and staff are safe and things are happening and teachers have what they need to do what they need to do in classrooms.
Do you love it?
I love it.
And Stacy Unziger, you're here as well. You're a teacher at Montessori Borealis. How long have you been teaching there?
This is also my sixth year. We kind of started at that school together, and I have a fourth, fifth, and sixth grade class there.
What's a day in the life like for a student in your class?
Oh, well, today we made banana bread and worked on getting some of our seedlings potted. So we have a work period that starts in the morning. And instead of having a lot of punctuated time, you know, where you have recess and then you come back in and it's time for reading or something, we have a 3-hour work period and the kids come in at 8:30 in the morning and we work until 11:30, which buys us the ability to have a really long recess. We have a 45-minute recess. And so during that work, you know, I'm giving lessons and then I'm helping support it. We do mostly small group lessons with like 4 to 6 kids. And so this is a program where children are really self-directed and the learning is child-directed versus more of an adult-directed scenario. And so I'm helping support and scaffold them to be able to fulfill the work plan that they designed for themselves based on the lessons that they want to follow up and things that they might be interested in any given day.
What kind of seeds did you plant today?
Oh, man, we did it all. We bought from Denali Seed Company, and we got cucumbers and tomatoes. We have an aquaponic system in our classroom, so we were getting some herbs and things so that we can help clear out the nitrates from our fish and everything. So, yeah, lots of things.
That's pretty cool. I want to go to your school.
Yeah, you should come sometime.
And Jeff Kirsch, you're here kind of representing the parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I know you guys want to talk about a lot of different things today. Most importantly, upcoming parent information meetings. So what are those and why should people come?
Yeah. So we have some parent information meetings throughout March and April for people to come and find out more about Montessori Borealis, what it is, and why it might be a good fit for their children and their family. Our first information meeting is March 9th at 10 a.m. That's a Saturday. And then we have one on March 12th in the evening at 5:30, another one on March 27th, another one on April 16th. So we have lots of opportunities for people to come and hear a little bit more about the school and the philosophy. And sign up for times to come and observe, because we want people to make a really educated decision about applying to our school. Anyone can apply throughout the Juneau School District. It's a school of choice for anyone in the Juneau School District. And so people have to apply, and those applications are due at the end of April. They're going to come out March 1st. So we're getting ready for that whole season of telling people about our program.
Now, Jeff, as a parent, did you always know you were going to enroll your kids in Montessori school?
Well, you know, actually, it's interesting. So they've been going, well, one of them goes to Montessori Borealis. The other one actually goes to Gastineau School. But they both started in Montessori as toddlers at Juneau Montessori School. And that was largely because I went in, our oldest daughter was like 6 weeks old or something. And I went in there and saw what these children were doing even in the toddler room, which obviously the two schools are not affiliated with each other, but Montessori follows, you know, from starting even in the toddler. So my son has been in Montessori since that time, and I was lucky enough to have him accepted off the lottery to start there in first grade. My daughter didn't, and then by the time a spot was available for her, she had a whole bunch of friends and didn't want to leave. And you know, I love the Juneau School District. I think both programs are incredible. But you should really come and see what a Montessori classroom looks like as a parent. It's completely, for me, it was eye-opening. Just like, this is amazing. And I kind of wish that, I at least wish that I learned math that way. I can tell you that.
Mm. Well, how did they learn math? How is that different?
Everything is really based on kinesthetic manipulatives. And so instead of teaching, like, for example, just rote long division on paper, which I don't know if you struggle with that, but that was really hard for me to understand.
Right, for me too.
And to memorize, yeah, as a 10-year-old, and then all the pressure that came later with, like, knowing I had this hole in some basic numeracy skills really followed me and made me feel very stigmatized and feel like I wasn't good at math. And then when I went as a 27-year-old to go get trained, I felt like I got my love of math back, because we have a material called a stamp game, and it actually, like, shows the children. We teach them how, like, give them a lesson on how to manipulate the different parts, and it really concretizes and shows that otherwise very abstract thing that's going on in a division relationship. And then, you know, after a series of about 5 lessons, they get onto paper, and then they understand it so deeply. It's not just a recipe and I follow this formula. They see and feel what's happening, and then they know it much more deeply. The seeds are planted there for later growth.
The first couple terms you used, I didn't quite pick those up.
No, it's fine.
Kinesthetic.
Yeah, kinesthetic. So everything is really based on touching. So if you were to come into our classrooms, you would notice that all of our classrooms don't have, like, desks and sets of textbooks. Everything is arranged on shelves around the perimeter of the classroom. And there are these gorgeous materials that are made with absolute precision and beauty in order to call kind of to the children, come touch me and feel what's going on here, and want to understand these deeper concepts to be attractive to them. And so the children really are drawn to the materials, and sometimes they don't even know what they're for, and they'll say, hey, can I have a lesson on this? And thus begins, absolutely, let's sit down. And so that can pique their interest. But the kinesthetic is that they're manipulating them. And I can't remember what else I said.
That was the main thing.
Okay, that's what it is. It's a kinesthetic learning model.
Excellent. Kristen, I believe it's you. You mentioned, or maybe Jeff, placement lottery. What is that? Why is that important to talk about now?
Yeah, so in order to enroll in our program, you have to apply. And then there's a placement process for all of the applicants. Everyone gets assigned a random number. And then placement happens based on openings that we have at different grade levels. We're definitely going to have openings for first grade, second grade, fourth grade. Those are usually our biggest open spots. And so if we have more applicants than spaces in a certain grade level, then we kind of have to go in that order, that random order that's generated in your application, and just kind of go down the list and fill our spots.
But first grade is kind of an auspicious time to get started, especially because it goes in 3-year cycles. And so the primary, which, like I said, my son and daughter came through, ended with the kindergarten year. And so then he started at Montessori Borealis in first grade. And that's, like, lower elementary is first, second, and third, right? And so in the way that Stacy teaches 4th, 5th, and 6th. And so it's got that cycle of threes aspect to it.
And we should probably be really clear that our program has had some expansion in the last couple of years. So just to be really clear, we have a primary, a CASA, so like the House of the Children, and that's 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds.
Oh, right.
At our school, and the 5-year-olds are there as part of, like, kindergarten. It's free. The 3- and 4-year-olds have a scholarship situation, and also some of them pay tuition. But we do have that component to our school, and separately, like what Jeff was talking about, that there's JMS over on Douglas, and we're not affiliated with them, but we also have our own primary with 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds, and that's a class of 24 children. And then the lower L, we have 3 classes of lower L, 3 classes of the 4th, 5th, and 6th, which comprise upper L. And then we have a group of middle school students. We call them AMP, so their adolescent Montessori program. And those are 7th and 8th graders, and there's about 40 of them.
And we hope that once someone enrolls in our school, they stay and go all the way through 8th grade. And part of what we want you to come and when you come to our school is to find out what that looks like at all the grade levels, so you know what you're looking forward to as an 8th grader. And I think that's one of the really kind of amazing things about our school, is over the years growing as we have, that you can start with us at age 3 and stay with us all the way until the end of 8th grade. It's kind of really an amazing opportunity.
It really is like a continuum-based model. And so we're all planting seeds, and the seeds that get planted really young, some people come by and they water them. And it takes the whole village in order for the garden to grow with these children. And so we love doing things as a community, and it's really kind of based in that model of we're helping each other, and all of the ages are kind of having some interaction.
It sounds like the availability is in pretty high demand. And once you get in, can you stay enrolled throughout your
Once you get in at first grade, then you're in all the way through eighth grade. Right now, you do have to reapply from kindergarten to first grade because we have that preschool that's tuition-based. So we want to put everyone on an even footing to enter into first grade. So
you don't have to reapply it.
After first grade, you don't have to reapply anymore.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, where can we find out more information and get all these details about what's happening at Montessori Borealis?
You can check out our website. That's on the school district website, junoschools.org. You can also give us a call in our office. That's 523-1848. And you could call and schedule a time to observe. We're going to have observations that start March 1st and go all the way through to the end of April. And then our first parent meeting is March 9th at 10 a.m. at Marie Drake.
And those observations are for parents to come. Sometimes we've had some confusion and people are bringing their children. But if that becomes something that you're really interested in later, we can set up a time for a child to visit. But this is just for parents.
Excellent. And they just come and see what it's all about.
Yeah, yep. We'll hook them up with some information about things to look for and then some specific classrooms that they might want to visit. And, yeah.
All right. Well, Stacey Unziger, Jeff Kirsch, and Kristen Garreau, thanks so much for speaking with me today. I hope you have a great turnout for your information nights and your observation dates. Anything else you'd like to add while you're here?
Nope, we look forward to seeing people.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.